The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
On a visit last week to Hong Kong, U.S. Envoy for Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, said the Chinese government was, quoting, at war with faith, and has been misguided in Jinping policies that were essentially breeding terrorism. Also in the news, a column headlined, How the NBA's Riff with China Laid Bare the Cost of Free Speech. That and more last week as the Commerce Department placed sanctions on some 28 groups in China. Leaders now denied visas into the U.S. of those groups. But, of course, these are... noted by, I think, Bob Fu, for one, as the most serious and comprehensive sanctions against that country since Tiananmen Square. Well, joining us to talk about all of this, Nathan Weininger, Director of Policy and Coalitions at 21 Wilberforce. Nathan, welcome, my friend.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
For people who might not have heard what has happened, explain why the NBA is trying to censor members of the organization who are Americans. What's going on there?
Well, last week, the Houston Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, tweeted a simple statement, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. And then it seemed like the gates of tyranny were unleashed upon him. The Chinese consulate in Houston attacked his statement, and the NBA demanded that he retract it as well. The NBA issued what I think is a rather pathetic apology with, in fact, two different translations, one going to the Chinese government that was even more obsequious, using language that the Chinese government expects companies to say, basically quoting Chinese communist propaganda back to it to feed to its population. The Chinese Communist Party then canceled various events and threatened to cancel the $1.5 billion contract the NBA has for distribution of NBA content. All this stems from protests going on in Hong Kong right now, protests being led in many cases by people of faith, people with strong religious convictions, who are seeing their rights as Hong Kongers diminished. In fact, religious freedom rights, as you know, are in the crosshairs of the Communist Party. And as we see more and more horrific news coming out, it's vitally important that people who are concerned about these rights abuses, including religious freedom and free speech, stand together against this oppression that the Chinese Communist Party is now exporting to our major league sporting events here in the U.S.
And as I understand it, I remember one occasion I saw in the news a week or two ago, there were many Christians singing hymns in the Hong Kong protests. So some of these are fellow believers.
That is correct. Many people in the Hong Kong protests are Christian believers, as well as a few other different types of believers from different faith backgrounds. But Christians are leading these protests. They're standing in solidarity with the rights that they have as Hong Kongers, that they've been guaranteed under the one country, two-party system that China agreed to when it took over Hong Kong. And those rights are being systematically stripped away. They don't have to look far to see what their religious freedom rights would be like if China were to continue to impose and violate the agreements that it has made. It only has to look to what's happening to the Tibetan Buddhists for years, the internment camps that Uyghur Muslims are facing, as well as the increasing surveillance of Christians in the Christian heartland of China. We're now, according to Bob Fu, who you just mentioned earlier of China Aid, facial recognition cameras and that technology that was first tried out on Uyghur Muslims is now being used in Christian churches to survey who is there and make sure that they have registered who is going to churches. The cameras aren't facing the pulpit. They're sitting on the pulpit facing the congregation.
Now, back to the NBA. Is the NBA unique in this regard regarding China, or have other companies run into same problems or just caved in?
So sadly, there are many Western companies that have done things like the NBA, and American companies is perhaps the most tragic. They have been built in this country on the rights, freedom of speech rights, freedom of assembly rights. Those are all vitally important to American companies, but they've capitulated, and they're doing it in big and small ways. Everyone from Apple to American Airlines to the shoe company Vans, and it's amazing how incredibly petty the Chinese government can be. In the American Airlines case, the Civilian Aviation Authority required that American Airlines no longer list Taiwan as a country within its systems. And the Vans situation, truly horrific situation, they disallowed participants within a competition to design sneakers to participate who were from Hong Kong, and then put out a truly Orwellian statement that said they were open for all voices to be able to contribute to that competition. There are more dangerous examples as well. Apple removed an app from its store which allowed protesters exercising their rights to free speech and assembly in Hong Kong to know where police were congregating. These are the same police that have been accused credibly by various people and various organizations of committing torture and various human rights abuses. And these people, the protesters, were able to, through this app in the Apple store, able to know where some of those forces were. Apple removed that app under pressure from the Chinese Communist Party. So we see capitulations right and left from American companies who have used our system and our rights and our constitution to grow and to practice their entrepreneurship. And then they capitulate when there is the first hint of the Chinese Communist Party not liking what they're saying or doing.
Well, what can the United States do in this regard to confront this kind of censorship with China? And also, and maybe more practically for listeners, what can listeners do to get involved?
Well, we are very grateful that the Trump administration has stepped up in some pretty serious ways. As you mentioned last week, the State Department placed visa restrictions for those coming to the U.S. When the U.S. says that religious freedom is a vital foreign policy goal of this country, we can see them taking actions on that. We see them taking actions because people that are responsible for detaining in concentration camps millions of Uyghur Muslims for nothing other than the fact that they are Muslim and that they are Uyghur, no crimes being accused, no evidence being presented, just illegally detaining them in concentration camps. The U.S. government has now sanctioned those people. They're not allowed to travel to the U.S. This is a very big deal because in elite Chinese society, sending your children to the U.S. is a mark for education, is a mark of status, and that becomes much more difficult when a particular individual is being sanctioned by a visa denial. We're also grateful that multiple companies, some of whom have ties to the U.S., some of whom have investments from U.S. firms that are invested in the types of technology that is meant to single out religious minorities for persecution, that some of those firms from China were also put on a list that no longer allows them to buy technology from American companies. This is vital. The tools and systems that we have built here in this country should not be used as tools of oppression. They should be used as tools of freedom. And we're grateful that the administration and the State Department has taken such a strong stance on this.
And I would say go ahead. Yes.
Regarding what listeners can do, one of the things that China uses to control information is their great firewall. So, ironically, no one in China could see the tweets coming from the NBA until China told them about it. Well, we have tools to get around those, but the U.S. government agency that's responsible for that has been really not engaged. And so we're very hopeful that the next leader of the U.S. Agency for Global Media will be able to actually make a difference on that. And people can call their senator and ask for him to be confirmed as soon as possible. We think that we need leadership there. We at least need to have a vote to take place so that his recommendation from the administration for that position can be fully considered by the U.S. Senate.
Excellent. A lot of good information. We'll encourage folks to follow up at your website. Thank you, Nathan. Good to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
Again, Nathan Weiniger, Director of Policy and Coalitions at 21 Wilberforce, and that's their website, 21wilberforce.org.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.